WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 77 degrees. This look at news. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwornman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Blinn College trustees tabled the issue of a new campus location in Bryan or College Station. Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says due to the importance of the issue, the board would like to continue giving this matter careful consideration. A special meeting will be announced later this month to continue the discussion. Michael Schaefer, a College Station resident who's worked for Blinn for 21 years, questioned the long-term prospect for locating in the former Westinghouse building across from Central Park.
The proposed College Station campus is a Band-Aid fix at best. Is it fair for these neighborhoods on the east side that bought their homes say they would not be close to college students? Is it fair to them? Being from Brenham, I doubt that many folks would say that Brenham is your typical college town, as Bryan and College Station is. Would any of y'all like to have that campus in your backyard?
13 people from College Station, Bryan, and Brenham spoke for close to an hour during the public comment section Tuesday night. Stealing from rich people because they would never miss it was the explanation given by a Bryan woman to taking $3,400 of jewelry from a College Station home last September. According to the arrest report, 21-year-old Allison Marquez Guthrie was caught by the homeowner and confessed to him and police. Guthrie, who was working as a maid, took seven items from throughout the house but stored the jewelry under the master bedroom sink because she had no pockets or any other way to hide the items. Guthrie, who was arrested Monday night, was released from jail in January of last year after serving time for drug possession. College Station police also report an arrest from a convenience store burglary that took place June 7th. Surveillance video showed how the suspect shattered the front glass door at the Chevron at Victoria and Graham, then drove away after the alarm sounded. Vehicle information from the video led investigators to 18-year-old Cord Smith, who, according to the arrest report, confessed to what happened. Nothing was taken. Somewhere between freezing cold and scorching hot is where we're at now with ideal bike riding weather. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen reminds residents and students that when riding on the roadway, all traffic laws must be obeyed.
So they have to ride with traffic. They have to be as close to the curb as possible. You know, stop at all stop signs or signals. They need to use their arms to indicate which way they're going to turn. They have to yield right of way. I mean, so they have to obey all traffic laws if they're riding on the roadway.
McKeithen says wearing a helmet is not required by state law, but can reduce the severity of possible injuries. Governor Rick Perry has made persuading top employers to move to Texas a centerpiece of his administration. California has been a prime target with what Perry calls the Golden State's high tax, overregulated ways. But a New York Times Magazine story on Tuesday says Perry told the reporter he loves California and might even move there in January when his term ends. Perry's office noted the governor was asked if he could live anywhere in the U.S. other than Texas, where would it be? And according to a partial transcript provided by Perry's office, he replied, "California, if I could afford it," adding, "Why wouldn't you want to live out there or out here? Seriously?" WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwornman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwornman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwornman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwornman Flooring today.
Zwornman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
Mr. Webster, the dictionary guy, says jamboree means a huge gathering of campers in one location.
And that location is RV Station in Bryan.
Smart campers from all over Texas are heading to the June Jamboree of Savings. At the June Jamboree, save thousands on the best brands in the country.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get a brand new Jayco Pinnacle 5th Wheel 38 FLFS.
Over 25,000 off.
How about a Keystone 280 LHS bunkhouse?
Just $199 a month.
Prices like these make you want to shout. Hurry to the June Jamboree of Savings going on now. RV Station 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA online. RVStationOnline.com. Jayco Pinnacle, stock number 2742, sale price $67,995. Keystone number 2743, sale price $19,995. 144 months, 6.75 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Good morning, it's 712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman's U-Tractor, voted best in the Brazos 12 years in a row. Here's some numbers for you.
Any cloudiness around the region this morning will give way to sunshine. Temperatures today are going to make their way up to about 90 degrees. Could see a stray shower or thunderstorm today, but activity looks like it would be relatively isolated. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75. Tomorrow, any clouds give way to partial sun. We're going to be 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine on Friday, chance of a storm. The highs Friday afternoon near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll have more on the World Cup coming up, plus Major League Baseball. Johnny Manziel signs a contract, World Cup, and more. All coming up in sports. We'll do that for you about 7:50.
You said World Cup twice. You can't do that. You said World Cup first, then you said World Cup again.
Okay. Johnny College Manziel. World Series.
There you go. Can do that. New project.
Picky Pickerson.
Yeah, I know. New project by the Queensland University of Technology. Really? Queensland Tech in Australia.
Jeez. This is CIT?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, no, QIT.
QIT, quit. I'm sorry.
How's the view from up there, Scott?
Yeah, no, really. So anyway, they're hoping to produce super bananas as a means to combat malnutrition.
How can they get any better?
Oh, I don't know. Apparently, there are several banana varieties that can be enriched with alpha and beta carotene, which the body converts into vitamin A. Project is to seek how many different types of crops could be grown, for instance, in Uganda by 2020. A first crop of genetically engineered... Oh, now don't be
GMO
doing that.
GMO bananas!
Wait a minute. We better not be doing that. Anyway, they've been sent to the United States?
We're going to die! Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
Here's the worst part. It says they'll begin testing them shortly. If successful, the project will be instrumental in helping improve health conditions. They will be focusing on children. Okay, we're going to have children eating genetically engineered bananas soon. So I'm just saying.
Dun, dun, dun!
Will they be tarantula resistant? I always heard that's how tarantulas came over here. Wondering about that. So now when it comes to dating, people generally have a type. Blonde, brunette, big noses, little ears. A person often finds a certain set of physical characteristics attractive. That is a fact. So online dating company Match.com, hoping to capitalize on this very fact, partnering with an LA-based company called 3-Day Rule, that matches people to dates using facial recognition software. Users will be asked to send a picture of their exes, which will be used to determine who they'll be matched up with. The option isn't cheap. It costs $5,000 for 6 months membership. But it also includes a date. But wait, there's more. It includes a dating coach. It's like a guy in a sweatshirt and a whistle. What? Who actually meets with the users and talks to them about their partner preferences.
This is the ultimate judging a book by its cover.
It is. Well, okay, excuse me, because none of us are ever shallow, right?
No.
Never shallow. Just saying. So Match.com, going ahead and taking that as a given, all right? We know you're shallow. We know that that's what's going to grab your attention, so send us a picture.
I think we can increase long-term marriage stability if we have a dating site where people submit pictures of themselves 5 minutes after they woke up.
Oh, good. Yeah, good point. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Or last thing at night. Or haven't had their coffee. Whatever it happens to be. Whatever it takes to get their engine started. So. And by the way, if that were not enough, the fact that they are now using as shallow as possible a way to match people up, the fact that we've got genetically engineered bananas headed for the children of U.S. America and then on to Uganda. But our little corner of space is apparently so full of asteroids whizzing by us that it's scary. A new video that has been created by a computer programmer with a PhD in astronomy slams home the fact that this is a crowded little corner of the solar system. The animation shows more than 580,000 near-Earth asteroids that were discovered between 1980 and 2012. So in case you're wondering, asteroids, of course, these rocks hurtling through space. Comets hang out in space, but they also contain ice, you know. Meteorites and
well,
rocks.
That's how all the water got here, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Little comet chunks and all that kind of stuff, they fall to Earth. Meteoroids and meteorites, before they hit the Earth, you know, we see those and they become the little fireballs. But just remember, we apparently have asteroids all around us. So at any time, they could be crashing in to see us. Do you want to know about germs in your bathroom?
Yes.
No, no, you don't. No, you don't. When it comes to germs, 4 in 10 respondents to a nationwide survey said they fear picking up germs in a public restroom more than any other place, since germs are the result, of course, of unsanitary conditions.
Well, it's other people's germs. Because you've got your own, but you got to worry about picking up someone else's.
You don't want to be sharing. The survey found that a good 2/3 of the respondents say that unclean conditions were most apt to lend to a bad impression of a restroom. No toilet paper was a distant second, followed by odors coming in at 11%.
They told us, I worked at a water park, they said, if you do anything, make sure that bathroom smells clean. Because it can look in disarray. It can appear to be in disarray, but if it smells clean, it's much better than a very immaculate bathroom has an odor.
I'm just saying, though, that bathrooms at water parks
rarely get used.
I didn't say that.
I
was about to say they aren't as busy as other places. I was trying to be a little more delicate about that. But nonetheless, so fully 77% say that cleanliness is the most important thing. Where else do we fear picking up germs? Restaurants. Which, by the way, did you hear this morning that the Dow Jones money report said U.S. Americans eat out an average of 4 times a week? Okay?
That is correct.
Do you fall within that?
See? Yeah.
Do you? Okay. I don't.
Depends on what week it is.
Yeah, it really does.
Well, I understand.
Because we're conscientious of how much we go out. It's not like a default position. It's just, oh, man.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, they're saying the average U.S. American goes out 4 times. I say that to tell you that the number 2 place where people are fearful is restaurants at 21%. Airplanes, 20%. Subways and trains, 11%. We don't have any subways. Well, we have the Subway sandwich. Well, I don't think that's what they're talking about.
Not the same.
And then movie theaters at 4%. Look, just put on your latex gloves and your mask every place you go. Don't worry about that.
We're talking about 4%. Yeah. I don't.
Okay.
They don't count.
No, okay. Studies show that viruses and several families of potentially harmful bacteria can exist in public bathroom services. There's a lot of reason for that. And, of course, when you flush the toilet. Just saying.
Aerosolize everything.
What's that?
Aerosolize.
Oh, I like that. Good word. Yeah, good word. Hey, this is kind of it's 20 after. This is kind of neat. Texas Medical Association looking at this whole Veterans Affairs healthcare system problem. They actually decided to do something while the government is still working diligently to study it. A group of more than 47,000 physicians and medical students inviting private Texas physicians to sign up if you are willing to see veterans in your office. The association will share the registry with community groups that work with Texas veterans and with medical directors at VA facilities statewide.
Good for them.
Yeah, I hope the guys at the VA hospital don't lose that or forget to put it up.
You know they will.
Austin King, he's the association's president, said in a statement yesterday that America's veterans need health care, so the Texas Medical Association wants to create a system to connect them with Texas physicians who want to help. The association also urges Barack Obama to turn private practitioners into people who can augment the health care system under the VA. Yeah, good luck with that. But in the meantime, kudos for them for actually reaching out and saying, we'll work on it while the government continues to study it and see who gets there first.
Yeah, no kidding.
So did you hear the story about Delta? We had that in the news. That was in Dow Jones report. How they, because they understood, I mean, the United States beat Ghana, so everybody got excited about that. You know, and then so what they want to do is they wanted to go ahead and, well, actually try to make their point. Because, you know, you've got a symbol, the Black Stars, that's their team, who defeated, as we talked about, the United States the last 2 times in the World Cup. So beating them was a big deal. So they wanted to send out this graphic in celebration. Well, what they did is they put a symbol up for the United States, which was the Statue of Liberty.
Awesome. America.
That's right. America.
Dun, dun, dun.
For Ghana, they put up a giraffe at sunset.
Giraffes don't live there.
That's right. Aside from that, it was just fine. Needless to say, a little bit of backlash. Took that down, sent the tweet out. We're sorry for our choice of photos in the previous tweet. Best of luck to all teams.
How not best of luck?
Would it? Oh, no, 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 no. You must do that. You must do that. Except when they're playing the United States. But you can't even say that because they're an international airline. So.
No, that's true.
Just letting you know. All right. Oh, by the way, in the next half hour, we're going to do everything we can to make you feel so guilty about how much energy U.S. Americans use, because there's a good chance that you have in your home a piece of equipment that uses an absurd amount of electricity. We'll just tell you about that in a little while. Now, experts have told us in the International Energy Agency that the U.S. is going to expect a surplus of gasoline in the next few years. Of course, that's not going to happen right now because we have this turmoil in Iraq. Never mind that, because that'll probably raise the price of gasoline just in time for summer vacations. But U.S. demand for gas is expected to decline 1% a year until the end of the decade. U.S. currently accounts for about 10% of the world consumption of oil.
It'd be more than that if we could drill.
Yeah. Well,
better fuel efficiency?
Well, I think that might have something to do with it. I mean, we've made a comeback, but the last time we had that big price spike, people started changing their driving habits.
Oh, absolutely.
And some of them have held on to those driving habits now. So that
I would say certainly.
You would hop into the car and go do such and such. People who have more than one car choose to use the car that is more efficient. So just saying, they may have gone a little, the energy industry may have gone a little too far last time. And as a result, we have decided that we as U.S. Americans will, in fact, change our ways. Keep our fingers crossed. We'll see. It's 7:23, and Bill Flores will join us in a few minutes.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdell Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdell Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdell creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Have you ever wondered where celebrity designers like Vera Wang, Versace, and Vera Bradley spend their free time? Well, just a hint, you can catch these high-profile signature frames, prescription or non-prescription, hanging out at Aggieland Spectacles, ready to make you shine like the stars. You, too, can see the world in style with the best brand name frames and lenses. Aggieland Spectacles also customizes frames for athletes. Stop by today at 2801 East 29th Street in the Mar Eye Center. Aggieland Spectacles, where you'll see the highest quality lenses with the most popular brands of frames.
Building a home can be a stressful and complicated process. Let Michael Schaefer at Schaefer Custom Homes ease your mind. He can build you a custom house, allowing you to make it into a home. His home buyers give him great reviews.
We were very impressed by his style and quality of his craftsmanship.
What made it so easy was how gracious and professional he was about everything.
Without a doubt, you have the best quality and features at the best price of any other home builder in the area.
Log on to SchaeferCustomHomes.net. Building better relationships. Schaefer Custom Homes.
Does arthritic joint pain have you watching from the sidelines? My orthopedic solutions team at College Station Medical Center understands you want to get back in the game, and a speedy recovery is just one reason why their patient satisfaction rate is so high. In fact, 100% of College Station Medical Center's joint replacement patients surveyed say they were completely satisfied. For more information, visit csmedcenter.com/most. Data relates to patients treated during the fourth quarter 2013 and surveyed by our independent third-party vendor, HealthStream.
Every year, the Brazos Valley votes to select who they think is the absolute best in the Brazos. The voting is now open and waiting for you to cast your vote. Last year, 15,000 voters cast nearly 300,000 votes for their favorites in food, fun, and services. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at any of these spots or locations. Chad Jones Law, Ashley Furniture Home Store, Fit You Personal Training, Cherry Ruffino, and Boneheads. It's the best that money can't buy. The best of the Brazos. Voting ends July 6th, so cast your vote today.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Well, again, not so warm, but the humidity is going to make it fairly uncomfortable out there, about 91, 92, something like that. Now, they have added a 20% chance of showers for tonight as well, but it's 20% today, 20% tonight, and that's just because got some moisture out there, things could heat up. We'll, in fact, keep those temperatures in the lower 90s all the way through Tuesday of next week. Low temperatures will be in the 70s, and again, pop-up showers always possible. Winds out of the south at 7 right now, 90% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we're at 78.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On Monday, the latest White House spokesman, Josh Earnest, went on the attack. He called criticism from Republicans about the missing Lois Lerner emails far-fetched, not particularly believable. The latest twist in the IRS scandal came in a Friday afternoon news dump with the absurd claim that emails between Lerner and the White House Department of Justice vanished when her computer crashed in 2011. This vanishing act supposedly happened even though there's a backup system required by law and despite previous IRS testimony that her emails were archived. Josh Earnest said Republican doubts that the emails are really lost are indicative of the kinds of conspiracies that are propagated around the story. He pointed out the IRS produced 67,000 emails to and from Lerner, so everybody should ignore the missing emails, I guess, and also ignore possible White House DOJ involvement in suppressing the rights of conservative groups and selecting them for government harassment. Josh Earnest may as well be Jay Carney, who may as well be Robert Gibbs, who may as well be David Axelrod, Anita Dunn, David Bluff, any of the minions sent out to cover for Obama over the years. Out of one side of their mouths, they talk about transparency and openness. Out of the other side come clever phrases designed to obscure the truth. In the end, it's not the constant lying from the regime that's most offensive. It's the fact they don't even try to hide the lying anymore.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you have been blessed to own a piece of God's green earth, then you know the responsibility that comes with owning land. It's a big job, and my friends at Mahindra Tractors are here to help. Mahindra is putting a quality, reliable tractor within reach of America's landowners with the Dealer Days sale. Choose 0% financing for 84 months or up to $4,500 cash back, plus Mahindra's incredible 5-year warranty. Now, you already know about Mahindra leading the way with best-in-class performance. Now, they're the clear leader in value, too. Hurry into the Dealer Days sale. Become a better steward of your land with Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTW News Time is 7:31. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. An hour of public comments during the Blinn College Board of Trustees meeting Tuesday night focused primarily on the location of a proposed expansion. Cheryl Wink says she was living on Esther when the Bryan campus was being proposed, but has since moved, noting increased traffic in the area.
Fast forward almost 20 years, we moved to Emerald Forest. I live in Emerald Forest now, and now we have the same problem. We have Blinn knocking on our door to do the same thing, but this is a worse. The tract of land is smaller. The access is worse.
Jennifer Anderson attended Brenham High, Blinn College, and Texas A&M, and says she and her husband now live in Carter's Crossing in view of the former Westinghouse building.
I respect Blinn. I respect the vision of Blinn, and I know that expansion is a part of that vision. But I also hope that Blinn will respect the opinions of the people who will directly be affected by a campus so close to home.
The board tabled a decision and says they'll announce a special meeting to further discuss locations later this month. College Station police report an arrest has been made in a convenience store burglary. On June 7th, the glass door was shattered at the Chevron at Graham and Victoria, but nothing was taken, according to investigators who believe the burglar was scared away by the audible alarm. Store surveillance video identified the suspect's pickup, which led officers to 18-year-old Cord Smith of College Station, who, according to the arrest report, admitted to the burglary. A Bryan woman was arrested last night on a charge of trying to take $3,400 of jewelry from a College Station home last September. 21-year-old Allison Marquez Guthrie was working as a maid at the time she was caught by the homeowner. The jewelry was found under the sink in the master bathroom. 677 bike-related fatalities occurred in 2011 across the U.S. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says simply wearing a helmet can keep even a minor fall from causing serious injuries. She says bikes should follow vehicle rules on the road and pedestrian rules on sidewalks.
You know, I'll be in my personal vehicle and a bicyclist will come up to a stop sign and just goes through it because they don't realize they have to stop, too.
Yeah.
If they want to ride on the sidewalk, that is okay, but they have to yield to the pedestrian. There's someone walking, they have the right of way, and the bicyclist has to move over or get off the sidewalk to let them pass.
McKeithen says she's a big fan of kids riding on sidewalks because of increased safety. The numbers aren't much better for Texas drivers talking, texting, eating, and grooming themselves when they're behind the wheel.
Actually, 1 in 5 crashes that happened in Texas last year were the result of a distracted driver. That's up almost 5% from the year before that.
TxDOT's Becky Ozuna says the crashes took 505 lives. That's why the agency is spearheading the Talk Text Crash campaign to tell people when you're driving, don't do anything else. State lawmakers are once again making a plea for Texans to conserve more water because of the continuing drought in the state. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Stables has reintroduced the Texas Water Smart campaign.
Easy for us to get mistaken with the recent rains that we've had that we might be out of the woods and have the water that we need. But state climatologists tell us that we're in the fifth worst drought in the last 500 years.
Staples says 89% of Texas is still in some form of drought condition. There are conservation tips on the webpage at texaswatersmart.com. In the Brazos Valley, though, spring rains have helped erase or reduce drought conditions for the most part. That trend could continue through the fall, courtesy of El Nino.
Easy for us to get mistaken.
Nope, courtesy of El Nino.
There has been a weather pattern shift to the far west of us.
And those temperatures are changing right now, with indications that El Nino is returning.
Meteorologist Joe Harris with the National Weather Service says that we will gradually begin to feel the effects of El Nino.
A little more rainfall during the fall and winter months, and usually it's a mild winter. There are periods of cold, but not like we saw last year.
The weather pattern could last for over a year. Emily Troube, TSN News.
In her campaign for governor, Wendy Davis is spelling out what she calls a vision for a Texas economy. She's calling for pre-K for all Texas kids. She also wants to reduce the amount of standardized testing. In doing so, she criticizes opponent Greg Abbott.
It doesn't take much looking to see that legislators like Abbott have turned Texas into a standardized testing factory that has given precious tax dollars to testing companies rather than to Texas classrooms.
Davis's plan also calls for more school spending, hiking the state's minimum wage, and a crackdown on payday lenders. And Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Abbott is out with his first TV spot ahead of the November election, airing on Univision during Tuesday's World Cup soccer match between Mexico and Brazil. Abbott's mother-in-law and sister-in-law tell Spanish-speaking viewers about Abbott's values. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
At Allen Honda, we believe summer isn't just a time of the year. It's something you do. And whether it's family road trips or cruising with good friends, summer happens in a Honda. Right now at Allen Honda's Super Summer Sale, lease a new Honda Civic for under $220 a month with zero due at signing. We'll even make the first payment for you. Stop by Allen Honda today or visit AllenHonda.com. 36-month lease plus tax and fees with approved credit. Zero due at signing. 12,000 miles per year. Ends June 30th, 2014. See dealer for complete details.
Good morning, 7:38. It's the weather brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Any cloudiness around the region this morning will give way to sunshine. Temperatures today are going to make their way up to about 90 degrees. Could see a stray shower or thunderstorm today, but activity looks like it would be relatively isolated. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75. Tomorrow, any clouds give way to partial sun. We're going to be 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine on Friday, chance of a storm. The highs Friday afternoon near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I mean, obviously, you replay the game over in your mind, and I take every situation we had.
That's Red Raiders coach Tim Tadlock talking about the College World Series and the Red Raiders dropping two games by just one run. We'll have more there. Johnny Manziel is inked a deal worth about $8.25 million. Major League Baseball, World Cup, and more in sports. We'll do that for you coming up here in about 12 minutes.
Yep, or less.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's You're right.
Bill Flores is a little bit delayed, so we'll talk to him later in the hour, actually, at about 10 till, so the sports will be here at about 45. Speaking of sports, baseball game in Juneau, Alaska. That's the capital, by the way. Had to be stopped due to animal interference. The American Legion game in its fifth inning when players spotted a large black bear walking along the fence. Officials halted the game till they were able to know exactly what the bear's intentions were. Luckily, he went back into the woods, as bears will. Go into the woods, as you know. The entire thing caught on video, if you care. All right. You.
What did I do?
You driving to work right now. You sitting at home right now. You are the one. Game of Thrones, soap opera with swords, whatever it is. Collection of power-hungry individuals, as we know, but it would only be appropriate because the machines that many people use to experience the show are shockingly greedy when it comes to being energy guzzlers. That's right. Those set-top boxes right there. There are approximately 224 million of them in the United States. And get this. You want to know how much energy they're eating up? Combined, they consume approximately the same amount of electricity as would be produced by four nuclear reactors. Enormous ones running around the clock. Are you feeling bad yet about this?
Probably not.
According to the Los Angeles Times, these boxes have become, quote, the biggest single energy user in many homes, apart from air conditioning, end quote. That's because they are extremely bad at downtimes. Not only do the boxes consume power when you're using them, they also suck up energy when they're turned off. That's in turn because they've got a whole bunch of stuff that's going on inside those boxes. Spinning hard drives, program guide updates, software downloads, all going on in the background. In fact, the device uses nearly as much power turned off as they do when they're turned on. Don't you feel horrible now?
A little worse.
Yeah. No. Probably not. You know,
I mean, I've known about it.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter.
Especially the off position. That's what sort of blew my mind, but it makes sense. They're like computers that run all the time.
Okay, and you know what? U.S. Americans don't care. They really don't. Now, they're going to keep their air conditioning, but they got to have that.
When I come back in and my satellite says, we noticed inactivity for 4 hours, so we powered down, I think, oh, man, I just wish it would turn on right now. Come on,
yeah,
come on,
right
come on,
now.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I mean, I want you to think about some of the words they used in here. Power hungry, greedy, shockingly greedy energy guzzlers, enormous computers, enormous reactors, those four nuclear reactors, enormous ones running around the clock would be needed to provide power.
I'm surprised they gave any credence to nuclear reactors.
Yeah, that's also true that they would do that. So I hope you feel badly about the fact that you're sitting down watching television.
You should just pirate your stuff like everyone else.
That's right. Well, by the way, we're going to talk in a little while about how we binge on watching television shows. Speaking of TV shows, as we heard, 16 million people watching the U.S. beat Ghana on Monday night. And ESPN all by themselves got 11 million viewers. It was on, of course, Univision as well. But what did people watch last week? NBA. The NBA trophy presentation was the number two. Who most watched?
Get out of here.
I can't imagine. That has to be some sort of anomaly in the ratings or the time periods. All right, here were the top shows without the sports. Number 10 was NCIS Los Angeles, then Night Shift, then 60 Minutes, then NCIS, then Big Bang Theory, then America Got Talent, and the top four were all sports stuff. So there you go. That's what that is all about. As we said, we're going to shift things around. Sports coming up in just a minute, and Bill Flores will join us after that. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Author Kent Nerburn once said, "It's much easier to become a father than to be one." And maybe that's one of the reasons why so many dads feel overwhelmed, and it might be happening to you. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. It's easy for dads to feel like they're in over their heads. When your six-month-old baby starts wailing, you can't make him stop. And when your son is failing algebra, you can't make him pass. If your daughter gets bullied, you can't just make all of her hurt feelings disappear. It's much slower and subtle work. All of which, of course, is what can make fatherhood so frustrating. In their professional life, dads hold the reins and make things happen. But parenting often strips fathers of that control. As much as we might want it to be, fatherhood isn't like being a mechanic. We can't fix things with a simple turn of a socket wrench. Even worse, sometimes we don't know if what we're doing is even working. So what's a dad to do? Well, it starts by learning your role. Don't try to force your child down a certain path in life. You have to walk alongside and encourage them in their journey. It's a process that takes a lot more patience, time, and commitment than many men are used to making. But at its heart, fatherhood is relationship. So remember, gently coaching your kids is the essence of what you're aiming for. To help your kids thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you upfront, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate, terms, and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:46. Texas A&M quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel has agreed to terms on a contract with the Cleveland Browns. Manziel, the 22nd overall selection in the draft, will compete with Brian Hoyer to be the team's starting signal caller. Terms were not released on the deal, but the NFL rookie wage scale projected Manziel's deal to be worth about $8.25 million over 4 years with a fifth-year option. Brazos Valley Bombers dropped their first of two road games at Riverside Stadium last night, losing to the Victoria Generals 7-4. Game two against the Generals is tonight in Victoria at 7. The Bombers will then return to Cellular Field tomorrow for a four-game homestand. Brazos Valley Bombers first baseman G.R. Hinesley was named the TCL Player of the Week after batting .500 with five RBIs and a pair of stolen bases. Now off into the weeds a little bit. This is not something we talk about very often, but Bubba Bush is an Aggie grad and a local mixed martial arts fighter. He is a champ in the small fighting company called Legacy. Well, this past weekend, he successfully defended his middleweight title. Now, instead of another title defense, the Fight in Texas Aggie, as he's known, Bush will be heading to the UFC, which is the equivalent of moving from AAA to the majors in his debut fight. He will be taking on RFA middleweight champ Kevin Casey. Bush and Casey will fight on the undercard of UFC 175, which is July 5th. In Las Vegas.
Swung on, Wash to left center, up the alley, and nobody's there, and that's going to the wall. Donaldson around third, he'll score. Coco's right behind him, he comes to the plate, here's the throw, it's off Ron, he scores, and Norris delivers once again. It's 10-6 in favor of the A's.
That's where it wrapped up. Derek Norris was on fire last night with a dinger and five runs driven in, and the Oakland Athletics held off the Rangers 10-6. Texas stays in Oakland for an afternoon game today, first pitch at 2:05. Texas Rangers, by the way, have recalled left-hander Aaron Pedroia from their AAA Round Rock franchise. In other major league action, Washington edged Houston 6-5. They'll play in D.C. again tonight at 6:05. In the College World Series, Texas Tech had a back-and-forth struggle with Ole Miss in the elimination game yesterday afternoon, but fell 2-1. Red Raiders coach Tim Tadlock wasn't upset with the loss as much as he was dropping two games by just one run.
Well, I don't think I'm frustrated right now. I mean, obviously you replay the game over in your mind, and I take every situation we had in both these games. Take every guy we had at the plate with men on. We take every play we had. We take every guy we had on the mound against their guys in both games.
The second game of the College World Series was equally as exciting as Daniel Perino's sacrifice fly scored Thomas Woodruff in the bottom of the 15th inning to give Virginia a 3-2 victory last night over TCU. Pinero fouled off two squeeze bunt attempts against Trey Tackle before he lofted a fly ball into center field. TCU will play Ole Miss in the elimination game tomorrow. Today's action sees the University of Texas. They've got UC Irvine, first pitch there at 7 o'clock. Now, after being laid up in the offseason with a back surgery, how much does Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo want to practice during this week's minicamp? Well, he went so far as to snag a backup's practice jersey and sneak into the huddle during yesterday's practice. Head coach Jason Garrett did catch him, though.
He got in the huddle and he broke the huddle. And then, you know, it was pretty obvious that the jersey was a little snug on him. So that's when I looked at it and said, get him out of the huddle.
In other quarterback news, the Texans' Bill O'Brien has named their starting quarterback.
When I came into the 8 a.m. team meeting this morning, I told the team that Ryan Fitzpatrick is our starter at quarterback. He's a guy that's earned the job, and the other three guys are working hard and battling it out for number two. They've all four of them have put in a lot of good work. But at the end of the day, Ryan Fitzpatrick's our starter.
On now to the NBA, where LeBron James says he remains uncertain if he will opt out of the remaining 2 years of his Miami Heat contract and will take a vacation with his family before contemplating anything having to do with his future.
I haven't even began to even wrap my mind around my mind been on what happened in the finals and, you know, the disappointment in myself not being able to come through for the team to help us win. I need to get away with my family, you know, before I even start to think about, you know, what happens next.
James was among the Heat players who met with the coaching staff for season-ending exit interviews yesterday, 2 days after the demoralizing loss in 5 games to the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA Finals. And we'll wrap it up this morning with World Cup action, where Brazil played Mexico to a 0-0 draw, which was very surprising. Russia and South Korea drew to 1 apiece, and Belgium in an exciting game against Algeria.
Algeria looking for the free kick and not getting it on the counter-attack. Belgium, is there to be a winner in this game for the Belgians? What a chance! Is it? Yes, it is! 2-1! Dries Mertens, another sub, another goal!
Late in that game, Belgium ended up beating Algeria 2-1. On tap today in the Cup, Australia and the Netherlands at 11. Spain has Chile at 2, and Cameroon and Croatia at 5 o'clock. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 752. Bill Flores joining us a little bit later than usual because of a conflict. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you. Sorry for the delay, but we're in the middle of a what you'd call a candidate forum for the folks that are running for majority leader and for whip for the Republican conference.
Well, before we start, happy anniversary to you and Gina from yesterday.
Well, thank you. We celebrated our 36th yesterday. It's been a crazy ride over the last few years.
I can imagine. All right, so now you mentioned that, kind of a candidates forum so people can hear the pros and cons of who needs to take Eric Cantor's spot, and I guess that could mean a couple of different elections.
That's correct. For instance, the two folks running for the majority leader spot are Kevin McCarthy and Robert Labrador from Idaho. And if Kevin wins the race, then the whip's seat is open, so we'll immediately go into elections to replace the whip or to fill the open whip spot. We've got three candidates running for whip at this point in time. Peter Roskam, who is the current chief deputy whip, Steve Scalise from Louisiana, and Marlon Stutzman from Indiana are the three candidates for the whip seat.
All right, we will watch that. Bill Flores joining us from D.C., this morning, a little while ago, we were discussing how the Texas Medical Association is asking their members and other doctors to sign up to say that they are willing to see veterans in this time where the government seems to be assessing the VA situation. How is that assessment going, and where are we tracking with that?
Well, each of the House and Senate have passed their individual bills to deal with the first parts of reforming the VA healthcare system. And the two bills are different, as you would expect, from the two different bodies. And so what we'll do next is we'll go to conference, and you need to stay tuned for announcements on that. We're going to vote on a motion today to appoint conferees. We'll go to conference with the Senate, and the two bodies will work together and come up with one piece of legislation for each of the bodies to vote on, and then hopefully they'll pass and go to the president for signature, and we can start trying to put in our legislative fix. I think it's important that the TMA has done what they've done because I think the solution to this is to allow veterans on a relatively unfettered basis to be able to use the private sector. Now, if we do that, we've got some things to fix. The VA is a huge bureaucracy and it's not particularly responsive, so we're going to have to make sure that they pay on time and that they pay adequate amounts so that you don't have doctors not wanting to treat veterans. You want them to treat veterans just as they treat anybody else.
Now, I would think there's a sense of urgency here, so let's say that we get the conferees named by Thursday. When do you think this conference committee might be able to get things wrapped up? Just your best guess.
Well, the conferees are going to be named today, okay. And my hope, I mean, I'd say worst case, the end of July. My hope for case is that we've got it done by the let's say, the last week of this month.
Okay. All right, a couple of other items that are in the news. I'd like to get your thoughts on the revelations that not one, but maybe six more employees of the IRS, somehow their emails were lost in the system.
Oh, this is the biggest cover-up since Watergate, and it shows the continuing disdain of this administration for following the law and for being open and transparent. We will find those emails. I mean, one of the things I thought about doing is reducing the IRS's budget until some bureaucrat coughs those emails up. They're there somewhere. And, I mean, all we need to do is stick the NSA over there in the IRS. We'll find them. But this is just a giant cover-up, and people need to go to jail for this.
You know,
this is inexcusable. This is inexcusable.
We kind of thought maybe as taxpayers, could we wait 7 months to answer a letter from the IRS? How would that work out for us?
Well, you know, that's the problem with all of the federal government is the federal government imposes rules on real-world America, and by golly, if you violate one of those rules, if you're late, there is heck to pay for it. On the other hand, the bureaucrat can just delay all they want to and violate all the deadlines set forth in the law, and there's no repercussions. As a matter of fact, at the end of the year, they may get a bonus for it. And it just shows the incompetence of the federal government and a big bureaucracy. And that's what folks back in District 17 sent me here to fix, and I'm frustrated as heck, but we're still trying to fix it, you know, Sure. Hopefully a handful of bureaucrats at a time.
As one member of Congress, kind of like to get your thoughts on what level of response you think the United States needs to make in the Iraqi situation.
Well, at the bare minimum, I think we need to put some air power in there to provide the Iraqi troops some air support so that they can at least hold their positions and then begin to take back some of the areas that ISSI has begun to try to take. I'm not a big fan of putting troops on the ground at this point in time, but I do believe that we need to have some air support for these folks so that for two reasons. One is that, you know, air support always helps you in a ground engagement, and number two is I think the Iraqi troops need a little bit of it will inspire confidence to know that we're there to help them out.
Sure.
From the air.
Got about a minute left. What happens between now and when we speak again next week?
Well, the most important things, I think, where all eyes are watching are the leadership elections, which will be wrapped up by 3 o'clock tomorrow. The VA bill is important. We're going to have a defense appropriations bill on the floor this week. And then we'll be working on the CFTC to try to fix some of the problems that Dodd-Frank has caused with that agency.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us just about every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Great talking to you, Scott. Sorry we had to delay today. I'd ask everybody to continue praying for our country, our military men and women. Pray for the Iraqis and also for our first responders.
Certainly. Thanks a lot.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Maybe some pop-up showers out there because the humidity is going to be up at 92, 93%. That would work, wouldn't it? Look for a high temperature about 92 or 93, as a matter of fact, for the next 5-6 days. 79 right now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.